My name's Craig Andrews. I'm the chef and owner of Pickled Chef. We are a family-owned artisanal small-batch pickling company located in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. We've been operating since 2014. We sold about 30,000 jars of product last year through farmers markets, festivals, retail outlets, and small specialty stores. I never was really a big pickle fan, which is sort of the ironic part of our business. A, our name, The Pickled Chef, I'm really not a big drinker, so it's sort of a riff on that fact. Because people ask all the time, is the chef pickled? We kind of roll our eyes and laugh at that. But I wasn't a big sour pickle fan. I loved, you know, sweet pickles growing up as a kid and different condiments. But the name of our company and our number one items are sort of opposite of what I am, which is pretty crazy. I'm a big pickle fan now. We do really traditional kosher style dill pickles, so they're a little bit salty and sour. Our bread and butters are almost true southern bread and butter. And then, like I said, we try to keep the recipes for our core items authentic, and then we'll add some, you know, different twists in here and there. I knew early on in my life I was going to be a chef. Probably around the age of 9, 10, I started cooking at home, helping out around the house. I grew up in the Dallas, Fort Worth area. One of the Dallas newspapers would print out recipes for kids to do, sort of keep them occupied. I had an aptitude for it. It developed into a passion. The Pickled Chef was actually an offshoot of a restaurant we had in a train station in Greensburg. We were going to the farmers markets every Saturday, and we figured it would be a good way to meet people that would enjoy our farm-to-table offerings. And we decided we would start a pickling company because people were always intrigued with the things that we had pickled and put behind the bar. We do anywhere from 2 to 3 dozen different unique items throughout the year, depending on how the seasonal produce comes in. We'll do asparagus and green beans. We've done some really interesting old school tried and true recipes. And we also put our own twist on stuff. We do several different sauerkrauts. We'll do several different kinds of kimchi. That adds a lot of excitement. And we don't process those items, so they're always fresh. So the probiotics are always peak. That's one of our biggest selling items is kimchi behind our dill pickles and our bread and butter pickles. We go through hundreds of pounds of dill a year between our dill pickles, our dill pickle mustard, our dill relish. We do an actual sauerkraut that we add horseradish and dill to. We have another line of fresh items. We do some dressings. So we do a dill pickle ranch. We do a cilantro lime vinaigrette. We do a pesto that we use spinach, arugula, and basil in. So it's not just a straight basil pesto. We do a pickled raisin that we put fresh rosemary in. Rosemary is great for pickling because it's firm and it keeps its shape and fades to olive green, but it's still recognizable as rosemary. And we do a green goddess dressing that uses chives, tarragon, and parsley in it as well. So we go through a lot of herbs. I would say probably 25% of our items have a fresh herb in them somewhere. My favorite herb is probably cilantro. Being from the Southwest, I really like the unique flavor of that. Cilantro is one of the few plants that you actually get a spice and a fresh herb from. Coriander being, you know, the seed that they grind up or use whole. We use a lot of coriander through our recipes as well. We grow cilantro at the house, and then we'll harvest the seeds at the end of the year and we'll use them. We grow basil, we grow chives, parsley. We do utilize those as much as we can through our products. You know, the closer to your back door, the longer it's going to last. We probably go through 5 to 10 pounds of dill a week throughout the year, and it peaks 15 or 20 pounds. So we're in full farmer's market and festival season. You'll be able to find us throughout the year at farmer's markets, festivals. We are at several Giant Eagles and market districts and some other specialty stores in the Pittsburgh area in Western Pennsylvania. You can find out everything that you need as far as store locations on our website, thepickledchef.com, and also on our Facebook and Instagram page.